USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another major company says they paid millions of dollars in ransom after their systems were hacked by criminals operating in Russia. The world's largest meat producer, JBS, was hit with a ransomware attack in May, taking most of their operations in the U.S. offline. In a statement Wednesday, the company says it paid the hacker group Reveal $11 million to prevent further damage to their systems. CEO of JBS USA, Andre Noguera, said the decision to pay was extremely difficult, but one he ultimately made to prevent any potential risk to their customers. And a new report from the Inspector General at the Department of the Interior says that protesters were not cleared from Lafayette Park last June to allow President Trump to walk from the White House to St. John's Church. The report shows that the park was cleared of gathered protesters on June 1, 2020, to allow new fencing to be installed. Police and the president were accused of clearing the protest to allow Trump to pose for a photo in front of the church. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Health officials are worried that the spread of the Delta variant could slow the recovery from the COVID pandemic. Tim Berg reports.
The rise of the COVID-19 Delta variant in the UK has sparked fears of a new wave of the virus and could endanger plans for a full reopening of society this month, despite one of the world's most successful vaccination campaigns. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show why we need to keep our eye on this new variant.
It is by far the most contagious variant of this virus that we have seen throughout the whole pandemic. It's what has caused the huge spikes in India. It's causing serious increase in cases in the UK, despite the fact that they're very vaccinated. So it really is a problem. The good news is our vaccines seem to be holding up quite well, but the contagiousness and potentially the lethality of this virus, that's really what's concerning many of us.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
This fall's matchup for the governor's mansion in Virginia is now set. Lance Pry reports.
Democrats on Tuesday nominated former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to face Republican Glenn Youngkin in the state's November gubernatorial election. Mr. McAuliffe jumped into the primary in December as the one to beat.
But let me tell you, folks, the road ahead is going to be long. It's going to be tough. The remnants of COVID are going to be with us for a long time. We have to build back a better, stronger Virginia.
Mr. McAuliffe beat four Democrat candidates to win the nomination. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the White House called off negotiations led by West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito on an infrastructure spending bill. The White House saying the president will begin engaging with a bipartisan group of senators in hopes of coming to a deal. Senator Capito says she believes the president really does want a bipartisan package, but tells Fox News that after being presented with several tax hikes, she knew negotiations with the White House had run their course.
I think the president in his heart wants a bipartisan effort here on infrastructure, and we do too. I do too. Many of us do. The country does. But I think in the end they decided that the papers that they brought to me the final time were many taxes. We had told them before we could do this without raising taxes, and we gave them great opportunity to look at our papers and how we would pay for this. And I think when they brought the tax hikes before me the last time and when I was in the Oval Office, I knew that they weren't really serious at that point.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.